I make this song. You're too close, man.
Sir, back in the attic, You're too close, man. You're too close.
He's got AIDS.
Think about it.
He's got AIDS.
Think about
it. Sir.
Just think about it. Think about this.
I am thinking.
Who are the top five rappers in the world?
Are you asking me?
Dylan.
Oh, shit. Well, nah, that's not the right one. Yeah, bitch. Haha, whoa. And with that, welcome back to In the Attic. Yes, sir. Tommy Tynes coming at you. The good morn. The good morn AM with us as well. Yes, sir. For anything, please like, share, and subscribe.
The good morn AM in more ways than one.
Ooh. Ooh. But yeah, guys, like, share, and subscribe. Tell your friends about it, please. It's going to only improve from there. Yes, sir. Oh, you got a call? You got something more important? you don't want to be here, man. You don't want to be here, man. Like, shit. But what's been popping, bruv? So this quarantine kicking your ass yet?
Nope.
Yeah, like shit. I got asked the same question, and like, yeah, my exact same answer. Not at all.
That's the thing. That's the latest thing you're supposed to say. Yeah. Because it's like a solidarity thing with everybody.
Type shit, yeah. You're supposed to just be like, oh yeah, I definitely miss being around people. I just miss going out.
But just
to prop up the dying system.
But then you know, when you know, it really highlights that people's experiences are different than yours.
Yeah, I guess they shouldn't be. I must say my experiences are superior. Nah, but yeah, that was like, I got asked that question. It's like, yeah, wouldn't it, not in that exact form, but like, it was a different, like, what would you get lonely inside like a big mansion, like by yourself? I was like, I don't think I would. Like a man, like a big, big, crazy mansion. I probably wouldn't have that. You know what I'm saying? If I was alone, I wouldn't have like a big ass mansion, but like living by myself, absolutely not.
If that's the hypothetical situation, I would actually ask the person, can I have a smaller house?
Yeah. I was gonna say, but like, yeah, but in the parameters of the question, like, yeah, nah, I probably still won't get all that lonely. Cause if my logic of it is like, if I have a big ass mansion, I probably have a lot of cool stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, how can I get really bored? And the podcast studio is gonna be in there most likely if it's a big fucking house. So people are gonna be in and out. So you know what I'm saying?
What do they mean by lonely then?
I don't know. Like just living alone. So like it's nighttime. Like you're about to go to sleep. And like no one's around type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like
it is
that,
what it is.
That kind of, I'm just like, nah. I mean like in a big house, I might be worried about like for security purposes, but like I'll just get a dog or some shit, you know? Make sure to lock all the doors and windows.
Be strapped up like Dr. Phil was.
Stamp.
They found so many guns in that man's house. In the house that he sold like a little while ago.
Word?
Yeah.
He didn't take all the guns out?
No, like straps, like on the wall, mounted up type shit, like rows of
He's an ape. He looks like the Waco house, like shit. fantastic, not a documentary but series. You know what I'm saying, on Netflix. Cults.
All right, check that out.
Nah, yeah, it's pretty dope. Like, yeah, I didn't know it was like so mishandled on the part of like the U.S. government. So
I used to ask a question a few years ago. And people were like, yeah. So I was like, yo, you be on Netflix, right? And they'd be like, yeah. And I say,
yeah,
you've seen how many series there are about just like killers and murderers and like talking to people who have killed people
we can't get enough. We can't get enough of it.
And people would be like, what do you mean? I'm like, you know, what is it?
What are you,
like,
what are you getting at?
I mean, like, what do you think that says about it? Because it's not like, you know, I watch them. I watch the fuck out of them, dude. I've watched, I don't watch a lot of them, but I watch a few.
Yeah, I really liked the Ted Bundy one with Zac Efron. He really like, you know, acted and
garbage.
Did I ask you that? Did I ask on your opinion?
Garbage,
sir. Nah, you're garbage. But nah, I mean it wasn't like award winning, but I enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? I don't need your opinion, you bitch. Have you ever seen The Master?
The Master.
As Philip Seymour Hoffman and Joaquin Phoenix.
I don't think.
Yeah, it's trash. It's garbage. Word. Yeah, it's like it's under like I'm kind of going through the critically acclaimed section on Netflix. It's up there, and I saw like a breakdown of it too, and it sounded like, before I saw the movie, I saw like a breakdown of it. So, and it sounded good. I was like, oh, cool. This is like a cult leader and he's like tricking Joaquin Phoenix. That's really fun. It's odd and not in like a great way.
Yeah, people, the critically acclaimed stuff, they're just, there does tend to be like fantastic choices piled up in there to the point you would think it was a reputable source. For example, you'll have Pulp Fiction in there, and you'll have, you'll have Goodfellas in there. You'll have, like, if The Godfather's on there, The Godfather will be on there. Type you'll have shit, yeah, exactly. The Shining. You'll have, you know, all you'll have things that are like, oh, these are great films. But then people go in there looking for that, thinking like, oh, this is the quote unquote great film section. Like, no, there's garbage in there.
Yeah, like shit. There's, I was going to say, like, the ratio is probably like, four to ten, like shit, like garbage to or good movie to garbage, like shit.
Like, no, there's some waste of time in there.
Yeah, nah, son. I just watched the you see,
the
like,
Room is not good,
huh?
Room is not good.
Room. Who's in that?
I'm not good with that.
All right, yeah, all right.
I've never been good with that, but like, yeah. Shit. You ever seen that joint?
Nah, I don't think
it's
so.
It's a true story about like this girl that a guy just like kidnapped her and held her in a shed and just like raped her, and she had a son. And then
Like Brie Larson in it, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it had Brie Larson in it. I don't like watching that shit.
But like I turned
on Mystic River and like turned it off immediately because that's what it was about, like kidnapping a kid. I was like, I don't want to see that shit.
Objectively, as a film, it is not good.
Yeah,
you know. I'm sure that the exposure of the story is probably like a shocking thing that is.
Whether people get kidnapped, we know it happens.
Yeah, one I guess would argue is good for quote unquote raising awareness, whatever that means anymore. But as a film, it is not good.
Yeah, I mean, like, and that's one of those things too. Like, at what point are you raising awareness, and what point are you like fetishizing like tragic shit? You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
raising awareness doesn't. A lot of the times doesn't mean anything anymore. Everybody has the internet now.
You're not really raising awareness for shit that has like, you know, or something that's already like been viewed a million times. You know what I'm saying? People are aware of it. Everyone's not. There's 300 million of us. You know, not everyone can be aware of everything. You know what I'm saying? Stuttering like a bitch.
Raising awareness.
What do you want to raise awareness for real quick?
Nothing.
That's a fun segment. What do you want to raise awareness for, Mike?
Nothing.
Get on your soapbox.
Let's be thinking about the fucking...
That's what we got, soapbox.
He's got AIDS.
Yep. that drop went with that one, yep.
No, just like... Like a $7 million price tag, like, oh, this person raised $7 million to raise awareness. I'm like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? And that's
to
the
raise
headline.
Awareness,
that's
like,
the headline.
What does that mean?
Does it mean, okay, these will directly fund only lab studies.
Yeah, like shit.
Only scientific results. It's never that.
Yeah, and you know, it's
raised awareness.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, it's ironic because, like, you spend $7 million to raise awareness. Like, you already raised awareness by posting that story on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that headline alone raised awareness through probably a lot more than that $7 million you just spent arbitrarily. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that shit's always funny. That's why I don't trust the people who like actively give to charity and don't go to homeless shelters, you know what I'm saying? Give clothes. I don't know, like, what else charitable people do, because I'm not one.
Personally think that, especially if you're talking about a person with a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
The only way I can really, like, fully fuck with it is you going there and actually using your money yourself to solve the problem.
Yeah.
If it's just, like, you gave to some organization that is over there...
You just throw it over there. Take it. Do whatever you want. Fund your war with this.
I would love to see it just. Person goes there. You know what I'm saying? Okay. They're like, okay, who do I have to talk to build a hospital?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, who's in charge of districting? You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because, yeah, put your money where your mouth is, people.
You know how that goes.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all gonna end up being all right though, because like, yeah, we're almost going back to work soon, I think. Or most of us, or at least I am, because I work at a gym. That's in phase one.
That's in phase one?
Yeah.
When is that supposed to take place?
It's supposed to be like 2 weeks of like a plateau or like a decline in like cases or whatever.
So
I'm not excited.
So a two week period. So does that mean any bad 1 week period, any 1 week spike could delay this?
Yeah.
Ah.
Pretty much.
So it's kind of okay.
I'm not excited. I don't really want to go back into the world. I'm liking isolation. I should be more productive right now. Like just like other than like recording podcasts, but like. Yeah, other than that, I like this. I don't like working. I just got my unemployment joint and it's X amount of money. So pretty decent. Never little know how much you're holding, bro. That's one of the 10 crack commandments. That should be all the drops next time. Just all 10. Or there's only 8 pads, shit.
Damn.
Well. Guess I got to memorize them. But yeah, I told you earlier I'm getting into British game shows.
British game shows.
Yeah, I'm about to say the one I'm super into now is called 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown.
Sounds like no one gets punched in the face on any of these game shows.
Not in England. No, sir. You get punched in the face with words. You know what I'm saying? Like the first 10 minutes of every episode is like this man Jimmy Carr, who's the host, just slandering the whole entire panel. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like I showed you a little bit of it. Like, yeah, that's what he does. Is like, that's the most of the show is just like, oh, I'm just going to slander you. It's because it's funny and because we're British and because we understand jokes in that country.
It's one of these guys that are very strange to me. These older, usually white dudes that like believe in that. They're kind of that old style of comedy. Like I wear a suit to every show. Because
yeah,
that's what a comedian does.
That's strange.
Does.
Yeah, because that's what, what's his name
There's
does.
Still a few of those around. Seinfeld, I think, is the king of that.
It's weird. Yeah. Like, yeah, I think you have to be, like, not extra funny, but, like, yeah, it has to be, like, a certain kind of comedy for me to, like, get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck are you wearing a suit?
That's the thing. It's, I think these days, when you talk, when you, like, hear comedians talk, you hear more of, like, okay, the show was going well. Like, I knew I was going to do this much. I know I'm going to go through these 3 bits because they get me to a certain level. I'm about 10 minutes in. You know, the momentum is good.
Yeah, exactly. That's like kind of the formula of the show. Yeah.
But then people will be like, okay, I'm going to come in with that 10 minutes and then let's see what happens. Maybe the way this crowd is feeling tonight, maybe it's an intimate setting. Okay. Yeah. Now is the time for some crowd work.
Right.
Like, I don't want to necessarily say, okay, I can't be, I need to do this next. Now is time for some crowd work.
Right.
Now I'm going to ad lib a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to own the stage. I'm going to walk around a little bit.
Own the stage.
You know, I'm going to walk around a little bit.
This
I'm going to be a little
show.
Bit more theatric. You know, exactly. It's your show.
Yeah,
you see it that way. But Seinfeld and those guys are like, I heard Seinfeld rehearses every single minute, every second. Like, he knows timing is perfect.
I mean, yeah. Sometimes that's weird, though. And, like, we're just speaking basically just as comedy fans. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's weird to me, like, if it's, like, that timed out. Like, if your ad-libs are timed out, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little weird. It's just like, oh, it's like punchline is like, oh, well, like, even if it kind of doesn't apply to it, it's like, yeah, take that guy, for example, in the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do that every show. It's just like, yeah, that's strange. You know, that's a little bit
take
weird.
Take that guy.
You know, take that asshole in the crowd, for example, that might not be there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes he might, though. That's the thing.
What if it's like, you say that asshole in the crowd, and usually a guy will just raise his beard?
Yeah.
You know, he'll raise his beard?
Yeah, like, so he's like, yep, me. He must be talking about me.
He could just point in a certain direction and be like, oh, yeah, he got me.
No, he called me out.
Yeah,
sure
I'm an
am.
Asshole. She's like, yeah, I'm going home with this asshole.
Exactly. He's like, yeah, just accepting her fate. Just kind of half laughing. Nah, but yeah, it's interesting shit, British game shows. There's one called Would I Lie to You? And it's basically the premise is you get to write down, like, it's like 3 truths and a lie, basically, the whole show, for, like, 40 minutes. So, like, yeah, you tell a lie, then tell a truth, and then, like, the rest of the panel, like, either guesses if it's a lie or a truth. Very simple, but very British, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had, like, convoluted lies on there. It's pretty good. And I was like, I fuck with it heavy. What I need to start doing is those Japanese game shows.
Those
like
are those
like
are
the stereotype ones that are just like insane.
Those are the most amazing thing in the world.
Have you seen any?
Only clips.
Oh, word, yeah.
Only clips. It was a really interesting set of things. Usually someone's getting hit in the face or getting slammed. It's like a sexual reference. The crowd responds in one thing at once.
They seem like such a docile people. It's like it's not this non-vulgar. No.
Only two true nukes have ever been dropped, and they held them both. You got to think about what would that do to a people over a generation.
Basically, I saw this one. I never clicked on it because I wasn't interested. But like, it was like the interview with a man who survived two nuclear bombs. I was like, you're not a real person. You can't survive two nuclear bombs. That doesn't sound right.
That's interesting too. Like,
yeah, that doesn't even sound right. Right? It's like how'd you get to Nagasaki and Hiroshima in a matter of like what? How close put together were the bombs? It was pretty close. A
few days, I think.
Yeah, it was like, you're just like, I'd be safe here. Fuck. Shit.
Yeah, man. I don't know. No one ever. I've never heard that like talked about or explored at all.
What?
Like the psyche of the Japanese direct like 1960.
Oh yeah, because they were like survivors of it, but like they just like lived in kind of just like they couldn't live there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna do some research on that.
Yeah, because that does sound interesting. Like, what is it like to just basically have to like start over? Kind of even seems like not even the right enough of like a term for it. Like, you can't even kind of start over because you can't even live there. Like, you got to like get up and move like all the way. It's kind of crazy, and like.
Start over and like adapt to a new world order.
Yeah, exactly, bro. I mean, like,
or a new functioning of the world.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting because I watched this one thing. I told you about what was it, like the murderer next door, or the killer next door, or something like that. It was about they started some initiative in America to round up a bunch of like war criminals and like not old like Nazi guards and whatever in the Holocaust, and they came across one guy, in the record. He's like just this like retired like auto worker that live in like I don't know if it was like Detroit or somewhere, but they're just like, oh yeah, that's Ivan the Terrible, and for context, Ivan the Terrible was like. Reportedly like the most vicious guard in the Holocaust, which is like, you know, kind of saying a lot, right?
I mean, if he was named after Ivan the Terrible, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, like that was his name. Like, yeah, it's like, oh yeah, that's definitely him. Then he's just like, yeah, no, that's not even my name. My name's not even Ivan. It's just like, it's your middle name. And he's just like, yeah, it is. But then like, yeah, so he gets on trial. He loses a trial in America because like they have like a lot of proof. Like they have old pictures of him, like his like old ID, which, you know, is like got him convicted and shit. He's like, oh shit, well, what do I do? He's like, oh well, they're gonna extradite you to Jerusalem for your death penalty, essentially. Yeah. If you lose the case. And gets to Jerusalem, and so the case starts and shit. They quickly realize like that the IDs are kind of fake and whatever, like the Soviets had faked those like IDs for some strange reason. And it wasn't real. That wasn't really him. Or I think the picture was him, but whatever. Long story short, they find out that he was a Nazi guard, but wasn't Ivan the Terrible. So, like, he got acquitted. Yeah, so, like, he got acquitted, went back to America for, like, 30 more years. Then, like, they're, like, when he was, like, 90 in, like, 2012, there is, like, yeah, we can't kind of let this slide, bro. We kind of got to get them all.
Yeah, you can't just be around.
Yeah. No, but like, yeah, like bringing it back, like it was interesting seeing like the survivors who like definitely knew it was him. It was like they're just like crying and like, I mean, obviously they're crying, but like, yeah, it was just weird just to see like kind of the. Just all the pain and shit, you know what I'm saying? For like lack of a better, like, you know, phrase and whatever, just seeing how seeing like someone from your past, like can affect you so far into the future. You know what I'm saying? You're just like, wow, like this guy really ruined my life. You know, he's sitting right here. Like, it's wild. You know what I'm saying? I can't like it's like a what like looking at your like your someone who killed your father or something. It's yeah. Like, you ruined everything.
Well.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. It was like yeah, the crazy part was like they all recognized them. Like all the
Oh, there were survivors from like his yeah, camp?
No, from like yeah, where his camp was, like there were survivors and shit. And cause oh, like it,
so niggas yeah. were actually like, nah, that's him.
Yeah, there is like nah that, but they kept saying like, oh, that's Ivan. You know what I'm saying? That's Ivan the Terrible. That's Ivan the Terrible. They just like I'm not. And the crazy thing was like he always said he's like I am not Ivan the Terrible. I am not this person. I did not do what that person did.
He was like, hey, charge me for this and not this.
You know, so you like you hear the phrasing of it though. He was just like, yeah, I'm not Ivan. Like I may have been a guard. Cause like yeah, everyone recognized him. It was like you were definitely there, my guy. You know what I'm saying? You look old, but you were there. He's just, he's like, no. Relax, chill. No, but yeah, that's it's funny how like yeah, the justice system works too. Cause like they charged him with a crime that he basically did, but it was the wrong guy. But he still basically did the crime.
And he walked.
Trotted. You know what I mean? It was kind of cool though. His lawyer was like a really cool like. Real cool, slick Jew. You know what I'm saying?
It was
pretty lit.
All right.
Hated. I mean,
you can't. You can't really go to that trial without a Jewish lawyer.
I mean, in Jerusalem. But what can you really do? You know what I mean? You're kind of hard pressed to find another one.
I mean, shit.
Yeah, because he got this ostracized too. Like he's like hated in Jerusalem.
Oh, that you
still
that,
is there? Yeah,
that lawyer.
Yeah, because he's like,
I was like, yeah, that couldn't have been too cool at the temple. Like,
yeah, it's like you. You defended a Nazi? And like yeah, like one of the I don't think it was a lawyer, but one of like the legal experts on the thing was just like, yeah, I consider him a traitor of the state. I was like, whoa. Like you really don't like this dude. That's crazy. But you must like justice. Because justice was served in my eyes.
He will never have some kosher pussy again. I hope it was worth it.
Nah, he was slick, fool. I guarantee. Slick. He did. Yeah, he was a smooth operator. If I ever seen one.
Oh man.
Oh yeah, man. That shit's crazy, bro.
I'm imagining Saul Goodman.
I have like never, yeah, Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
Never seen him. But I got time now, but I'm not going to.
Breaking Bad is very good, but I don't think it's what people think it is.
That's what I feel like it is too. I'm just like, so it's so meth.
Like it's, people are saying it's top five. Maybe it's like top 10. It's like that type of thing.
Or
it's like you putting your favorite player in the NBA all time top five.
Yeah,
like it's a few people. Like all that conversation is there's a few people that have to be there, and there's some people that you have to argue in.
Yeah, type shit. Because yeah, like kind of even speaking of that is just like, what is your kind of like definition of like greatness for real, you know what I'm saying? Like what would you consider like the what would a player or like in my case, this is what I was thinking about this like the other day, like a musician, what do they have to do or accomplish for them to be mentioned in the story of whatever hip hop or basketball or you know what I'm saying NFL shit like that.
Yeah.
Like what did they have to do? So like I'm asking you now, like what is your kind of definition of greatness? And I'll kind of like say mine and like what I was thinking earlier.
So this is like just as far as influence is concerned or what?
It is that like a part of it, do you think? Like
influence is probably like the number one. It's just an intangible thing.
Right.
So it's hard to really quantify, but
so would you, so like, and a lot of the time I was thinking too, I was like, influence really doesn't happen in like the limelight. You know what I'm saying? Like most of the time, like an innovator is like an underappreciated entity. You know what I'm saying? Who wasn't great necessarily like on like statistics, but like they developed a technique or they started doing this before anyone else. And like people started copying it and like probably doing it better, you know what I'm saying? Like do you think they more belong like in like the story of it, you know what I mean? Like as opposed to like, you know, like kind of know what I'm saying?
I think they belong in there with it, like the person who exhibits the thing of the future in its raw form.
Yeah,
because then somebody else sees the raw form and then it's like, okay, that can be that can be copied, that can be perfected completely.
Mm.
You know,
Yeah, because I like because that's what I think mostly is like the number one like litmus test of greatness is like your influence on the game. You know what I'm saying? Or like whatever you're doing.
Whoever you know, whoever you can, whoever you want to attribute the. After the, you know,
yeah,
that flow that everyone will use at least once.
Yep, everyone who like drops an album now or like drops something now is probably gonna put it in their shit at one song at least. And like, yeah, because this is what I was thinking too. Because I saw Adam 22 was like a clip. He was just basically talking about like Travis Scott not seeing the hype behind Travis Scott. Like, he's like, oh, I get kind of like he makes hits or whatever, but like it never resonated with him or whatever. You know what I mean? So. It got me thinking, like, as of just now, you know what I'm saying, as we sit, does Travis belong in the like in that pantheon of like you have to like if you're gonna tell the story of hip hop you have to mention his name? And I say no. I think at this point it's not going to happen, you know what I'm saying, unless he like really does something other than what he's been doing. You know what I mean?
I think that as you tell the story of hip hop, you have to tell the whole story of hip hop. So that includes the good and the bad.
Yeah.
So you can talk about somebody's like, I believe he belongs there just because of the influence of that. That's the kind of the perfection, quote unquote, of that sound.
Yeah.
To the maximized potential, because there's some Kanye in there. There's some Cudi in there. You've heard more Travis Scott in the brands, the commercials, the popular culture.
Mm.
Not necessarily than you've heard of those two. I'm not saying Travis Scott is more popular.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the quote unquote marketability of rap.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I would say possibly. Just from like a marketing standpoint, like in like merchandising shit, like he's probably top tier, you know what I mean? But like, he's also doing all that while in the era while everyone does it, you know what I'm saying? That's just kind of the thing to do, you know what I'm saying? You have to merchandise, you have to do all that kind of stuff to stay relevant, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't even attribute him for perfecting it, but not like. No kind of innovation, you know what I'm saying? Because like you said, like he's if Cudi and Kanye had a baby, you know, it's definitely Travis Scott, you know what I'm saying? So just from like an influence standpoint, I can't say that he's been influential. I can just say that he's perfected what he's been influenced by, you know what I'm saying? Because like Cudi belongs up there, Kanye belongs up there, you know what I mean?
I mean, I wouldn't even say that. I'm saying like. When you, damn, I'm trying to shit right. It's like, okay, when you have this conversation about like, who is the most of a force, who's more influential?
Yeah.
Oftentimes, that conversation turns into like, what do I personally think of this person?
I like Travis Scott.
But I'm saying, I think it's like. Do I think you're great or not? Mm. That's what it turns into, versus like, and they say that because it's like, oh, I don't necessarily like this person that much.
No, yeah,
I think if we start talking about influence in terms of like the amount of force, and then saying whether we think it's for better or for worse, that's a better way to talk about it. That's the metric I'm using to look at it, and by that. Because of the musical influence, you know, the Uzis, the Migos, whether we personally listen to them or not, we're listening to them.
We're listening to them at some point.
You know, we're listening to a sound that.
Yeah. Something that they helped create. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I remember when Snoop, like, made, like, on GGN, he was like, man, I hate it when them niggas, like, like, he was making fun of, like, the Migos flow. And was like, yeah, but everyone, that's influence. Everyone now raps like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, whether you like it or not, it's still influence. It's still a thing. You know what I'm saying? It's still like happening.
It's not even say like they have more influence than the Snoop. It's like that. Even if you want to say, oh yeah, it was commercialized. It's part of the thing. Hey, even so, hey, yeah. Valid. Yeah, but this valid is point. What it is. The force, the amount of weight.
Mega impact. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they made.
Is undoubtedly there.
Definitely not. It's definitely all there.
And then once I measure the amount of weight that it carries, it's like, okay, then what do I personally think of this thing?
Yeah, I feel that. Because then you start like thinking about other things like, oh, well, and I'm still kind of like this on Travis Scott. This is like, oh, like he has the littest shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, but did he, you know what I'm saying? Did he start doing really lit shows with like animatronics and all that shit before everyone else? No. You know what I'm saying? He just does it really, really well, you know? So like that's why I just can't, it's, I don't know, is this weird for me to just like put it in like the same category of like someone like, I'm trying to think like who had like the littest shows early on, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't know, like a name comes to mind like immediately, but like, yeah, like someone who like just did it first, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so like
I think it was up for grabs a little bit, but then you started to see, you know, whose corners was whose.
Yeah,
because I tell you this, from I will go to any Flapper Zombies concert I can from now on.
Yeah, because I was gonna say like, yeah, they started wilding out of shows like really early, like just as far as like hip hop is concerned, like yeah, like really early on, they got like crazy, like rock star crazy.
Now, I've been there. They got there because they actually perform.
Yeah,
like it's not like where they put the song on in the background and then they rap along to the song and then you will also rap along to the song.
No, they throw the beat on and they rap. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying like, it's not even to say that those shows like that aren't good. You can have a lot of, dude, like a lot.
And they're not unless they're like an old Chief Keef show, you know what I'm saying? When all the goons are up with them like, and they're all cranking, like that's kind of lit because like no one was doing that before. You know what I'm saying? Even that, like it was so, even like, yeah, Chief Keef's so influential because like, he was so low energy and so not performing that it became a performance. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so bad that it was good almost.
Which performance was this?
I think it was a specific one. Like, I don't know like where it was. I think it was in Chicago where it was just like all of his affiliates were on stage with him. Like, it looked like the crowd was behind him basically, and he was just like standing still, bouncing up and down a little bit without leaving his feet, and just rapping over the track that was already on. You know what I'm saying? he's the best worst performer out there, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Chief Keef is definitely the best worst performer. Because, yeah, it's fantastic, but it's not a Flatbush show. You know what I'm saying? He probably doesn't break a sweat during the show. You know what I'm saying?
Those niggas, on the other hand, they will fucking...
It's not a Machine Gun Kelly show, bro. I love MGK. But yeah, even he has dope shows, you know what I mean?
I heard that.
He has dope ass shit. Because he has a live band each time, and he like plays guitar and shit.
You know he plays guitar?
Yeah, he's like good at guitar now. He like learned like years ago and shit, apparently.
Good investment.
Yeah, facts. Because, bro, I think his influence is a little, like, in a little underappreciated, you know what I'm saying? And just like, just his creativity. Like, you don't have to look at me like that. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? I know what it sounds like I'm saying, you know, but like, yeah, of the Saxons, you know what I'm saying? He is top tier, you know what I mean? Because like,
oh, man.
Even during this quarantine shit, like he's doing like covers and shit like on guitar and it's like singing them with like great production. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's fantastic. All of them are great. It's like he's done like 30 of them already, you know, like he's producing, you know what I'm saying? I would say the only thing is like, some of his albums have like something to be desired, you know what I'm saying? Like they're like he hits a solid double each time, I would say, but like close to being thrown out double, you know what I mean? Like baseball references for you people out there.
I was gonna say, can you turn that into a field goal percentage for me?
Yeah, I was gonna say it's definitely a 50 yarder in the third quarter. So like With someone nice, you know what I'm saying? Like with a decent kicker, let's say a Justin Tucker, you know what I'm saying?
So, on a 15 track album, how many of them are good?
15, I would say, I would say a little more than half. So like, I would say, 7 or 8, so about half.
Ah.
Yeah, but you know,
without you.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? All the other facets of his what's it called? Game, I guess, is pretty solid, and you know what I'm saying, is kind of makes up for it. But like,
not giving him a shot.
I don't give a fuck. I give him a shot all the time. I like Machine Gun Kelly. But yeah, like what would you say? Because even now, because I think standards have been lowered. You know what I mean? Like, for, all right, so like just for like a local nigga, so like someone for like around like the DMV area, like what would they have to hit? Would they have to hit like a higher percentage for you, or you're like, are you just kind of just like holding them to the same standard as someone like I don't know, like Cudi may not, if he does like half a good album now, like we're gonna be like, all right, it's pretty good because it's Cudi, you know what I'm saying? Like, or yeah, do you hold them to that standard, or like do they have to be like even better? Because like that's what I think. I you have to hit like an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, you can't afford too many throwaways on the same album, I think.
You can't have too many beat tracks.
Or you can't, or you know, or too many like, you know, I'm not sure this is my best work tracks on the album.
No, this is important. If you have to ask, and I've said it 1,000 times, you know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna keep saying it. If you like have to ask like, should I drop this, or when should I drop this, or any kind of thing like that, or like what do y'all think? On your Instagram story, like, don't put it on your album. If you're not sure about it, don't put it on your album. You know what I mean? I think it's just that simple, bro. If you're just not sure about it, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Put all your hit. This is like, oh, this is my hit. You know what I'm saying? This is my number one. Oh no, this one's my number one too. Like, you have to put those on your album, bro. You like you said, you have no time to waste.
Yeah, I'm not really gonna, you know, Cudi shooting 50%. If I heard Cudi drops an album, maybe, or whoever, you know, replaced with whoever. JID, well, JID is hitting, you know, much better than that. But
like shit.
Just say anybody, they drop an album, you want to listen to it. 16 tracks, 8 are good. Like, if you come to me and you tell me that, trying to put me on, I'm like, I could do without that.
No, that's facts. I feel that.
Up and coming, because those 8 Cudi, if it's Cudi, those 8 Cudi tracks, I know it's gonna be like, oh, that's Cudi, the vintage Cudi, the shit that, you know, the shit that's hit,
the shit that we came here for, like shit.
Yeah, but then those other joints are just like,
they're like mediocre. Yeah,
mediocre. Nah. Shot in the miss, you know, swing and a miss, tried something out.
Yeah, tried something, did really bit,
having fun on this one, you know, it's cool, but like,
yeah, because what's it called? Because
I need like 70% at least.
Right. Yeah, because that's why I heard the Baby's album was. It was like, nah, like we're kind of done with your flow, man. Like you got to switch. You have to either switch it up or we're done with you. that's kind of like the consensus I got from his album. He was like, yeah, guys, just don't waste your time. Just listen to the first one. He's like, you kind of get the gist. It's like, yeah, that point, I'm just like, is that in and of itself kind of a compliment, you know what I mean? Like you're able to pick this man's flow, or like if someone else is using it, you'd be like, oh, you're using the Baby's flow, you know what I'm saying? Is that kind of a compliment in and of itself? Like you found a niche, so like is it that good, you know what I'm saying?
Best way to do it was to have the recognizable thing and then successfully switch it up after that.
Yeah,
so now you get the advantage of having both.
Yeah, exactly.
You get the, oh, you're using so-and-so's flow, because remember how he used to rap on this joint and this joint and this joint. Mm. Meanwhile, your new music is, you know, maybe it sounds similar. Maybe it's a new innovation. Maybe it's whatever. You know, that's ideal, but, you know.
Yeah.
I guess chance comes into play there.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that, definitely. Mm. Yeah, well, we're going to have to go outside at some point. It's not really.
I've been going outside.
I mean, yeah, everyone's outside already, fool.
Yeah, I stay away from folk, but, like, I go outside. Come on now.
Yeah, like, only thing, like, I was like, yeah, I just want to, I want to keep doing the highlife shows. Like, yeah, it's like, keep being involved with them. Like, I just want that to be as successful as it can.
Of course.
Yeah, my nigga Multiple and JoJo.
Shout out Multiple.
Shout out the gang.
Did he have a son?
Yeah, I think it was his son. Yeah, God bless.
Baby Multiple.
Yeah, like shit, bro. A new member. A new member of the family, like shit. Oh, yeah, man.
Good man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but we do have to go outside at some point, you know.
Yeah, I'm just not excited to go back to work. Like, I'm just one of those. I'm just like, I can definitely go without working.
I emailed him again.
Yeah.
See if it was good. I did not receive a reply, so I'm going to keep on collecting.
Like shit, fool. Like, yeah, I'm really cool with not being a lifeguard right now. Yeah.
I'm about to enter my hours in right now.
Holy shit. I'm trying to think of some, like, some kind of project I can do, bro. It's like, I definitely, like, some, I definitely want to be, like, productive, but, like, it's just, I don't know why it's so hard.
I gotta be going back to scripts and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I just gotta find, like, that bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You should show the short story thing like Kevin did. Shout out to the chef.
Yeah, shout out to the chef. He has to start writing more, man. He's good at that shit.
I haven't gotten a chance to read anything yet.
I think he put some kind of, like, art, like a few, like, articles online one time, but I think he took them down. But, he's good. Like, he writes basically, like, as he, like he tweets. You know what I mean?
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, so, like, it's very good. Like, he has his own voice, which is, like, really dope, you know? Like, I had a Caucasian creative writing teacher tell me that one time. So, like, I just didn't know how.
You talking about
Miss Wecht? Yeah.
Red hair?
Yeah, redhead one. Yeah, like, she was something. But
certainly,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's like shit. But I was like, this is cool. That's a cool compliment. But yes, we do need to start recording video. But you're right. But Yeah, I didn't know how to take it, because I was like, I don't really know how much I respect your opinion. You know what I mean? Like, it's always weird when, like, when some people tell you, you're like, oh, you're really good. You're just like, but you're not. You know, like, thanks. Yeah,
that's the thing about, like, I think if you're going to, the people who teach the creative courses should be unafraid to show that. You should say, okay, my work is here, if you want to say, I don't trust your opinion because your shit's trash.
Yeah,
because you have the right to say that. It's just that, like, the viewer will decide who wins that battle.
Yeah, like shit. So you think if you're, like, a creative writing teacher or, like, an art teacher, you should have, like, your stuff available for your students to see?
Yeah,
I feel that. I want that so
absolutely
bad. I want that.
People should be like, nah, you're not even good.
Like, nigga, why should I listen to you? Like, yeah, the first week of the class should be that. It's just like, all right, this is what I got. You know what I'm saying? I can teach you.
Because in that way, it's like, if that student, if you're like, student says your shit's not good, and they have actually bring, like, a thoughtful critique, which people look at it and are like, damn, well,
yeah, like, ah, gosh, he has a point.
Then, then you as a teacher have done your job.
Yeah, you creative and inquisitive person. Yeah, you had someone who questioned the system.
You know,
yeah, bro,
that kid,
yeah,
that student, whatever, with the thoughtful critique,
yeah,
has done his job in being able to learn and deconstruct.
Exactly, fool. It was funny. Yeah, something like similar happened like that, kind of like it at football in freshman year, bro. I don't think you ever. Do you remember Coach Jordan? He was like a JV coach for a little while, like in my freshman year. I don't know, like, my freshman year was like your.
What do you look like?
He was like a Navy SEAL Asian looking dude, like Hawaiian Asian. You know what I mean?
SEAL Asian.
Like, he was JV, so you probably wouldn't have, like, known him like shit.
I don't know if I remember that guy.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, he would basically come kind of, not every once in a while, it was consistent-ish, but, like, yeah, he would just, like, I think he was, like, linebacker coach and, like, help us condition and shit. And, like, one time, like, Wilson, like, got us all together, just, like, so it's come to my attention that some of y'all don't think Coach, what'd I say his name was?
Fucking Richard, something like that.
Ah, that's bad. That's bad. That's not good. Coach, whatever. is not really a coach. You know what I'm saying? Then he's like, he kind of gave, like, in, like, this nigga kind of gave speech. He's like, yeah, man, I'm trying to give my time, all my time I can to you guys. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so, like, just by raise of hands, like, who doesn't think I'm a coach? And, like, no, I didn't even read my account. I'm just like, I just don't want the consequences that may come. You know what I'm saying? He might make me run, and I don't want to do that. So,
you know, I'm just saying, what was the point?
Yeah, like, I don't care if you're a coach. I know you're not. You know what I'm saying? You're definitely not. But I don't care. You know what I'm saying? You're not a line coach, so I don't care. You know what I mean? So, this nigga, everyone kept their hand down except his man, Tyreek. My man, Tyreek Etheridge.
Of course.
Son. Bro was just like, yeah, he was just like, looked him in his eyes like, yeah, you're not a coach. You're not here enough. All the rest of us are here every day. You know, I was just like, oh. I was like, bro, I was just like, yeah, like, you're, you're that guy. You know what I'm saying? You're the guy I want to be, son. You know what I mean? That was some real shit. Like, because he was like a sophomore. You know what I'm saying? So he was like 16. You know what I mean? I was like, God damn, you savage.
Kill you.
Bro, yeah. Oh, that made me so happy, bro. Because I was like, yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yo, he
bro.
Melted you. Did he come back after that?
Nah. To my recollection, he just kind of took it. And like Wilson was just like, well, guys, he's really a coach. Da-da-da-da. Like, Kendler's like, all right, let's start practice. All right, let's start practice. And Tyree was a fucking linebacker, bro. It was just like, he had to coach him after. It was just, oh, bro, it was the funniest shit. He's like, what are you going to do to me, bro? I'm going up to varsity in a second. You know what I mean? And he did. He did, like, within, like, a few games. It was great.
Nigga.
Yeah, bro, it was great. He just torched his ass, bro. Yo. It was like, he was so confident no one was going to raise their hand, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, look at me. He's like, I probably started the rumor like shit. Oh man, yeah. That's the kind of boldness I just want to achieve in life.
Fucking.
Which is easier as a grown up.
I feel like Wilson was geeking on the inside.
Cause shit, he probably thought the same thing,
bro. It was just like, God damn.
Yeah, cause it was one of those things like he's gonna start, he's gonna continue to start, and he's gonna get rewarded. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Nothing happened to him. Like, you got torched and nothing's gonna happen to him. You know what I'm saying? And like, inconsequentially, huh?
Was he actually a Navy SEAL? Or was that just like,
yes, he was a legit Navy SEAL. Came in like his like uniform like daily, like shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga was like crazy fit and whatever. I'm just like, I still think Tyreek could kick his ass. I still like had him on. You know what I'm saying? I still had him like winning a fight. It was great.
That shit is crazy. Oof.
Yeah, that shit was
melted great, you, bro. Like,
bro. Like it was one of the most brutal meltings I've ever seen, bro.
Nah, he took that home.
He had to, bro. He had to tell his wife about that, bro. Just one little asshole kid. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, nah. But freshman year was great. Freshman year football was so funny, bro. I remember one time, bro. I think we were playing Magruder, and I don't know why we were getting like beat because Magruder was like so garbage and shit. For context, but this nigga, it was like a special teams, it was like a kickoff or some shit, and this nigga Kofi was in, and you know this thing like ran down the field or whatever, bro, like, you know, made, no one, like someone made the tackle, like plays over, this nigga's walking over the sideline, it's like, yo, oh my god, oh my shoulder, it was like, bro, it's like, oh, like he like before he got to the side, like he dropped down because like he was really hurt, like he dislocated his shoulder, and on, that's not the funny part, by the way. and a fucking
yo, remember that nigga dislocated his shoulder? It was hilarious.
Anyway, he dislocated his shoulder, went back to the sideline, is like sitting there holding his shoulder, and I don't know what the context was, but I was on the sideline for some reason, because I don't know why, I usually started both ways, but I was just like oh nigga, you good, bro? You know, this nigga is like weeping, you know what I'm saying, like bro. I don't have any insurance. Oh son.
Oh, don't do
it. Was,
man,
bro,
like
it was
that.
Like, it was like me, Eric, and like Antonio like sitting there with like just geeking, son. Just cause the way he said it, bro, is like, I don't have no insurance. I was like, nigga, why would you have your own insurance? You're a freshman in high school. You know what I'm saying? Like, your parents don't have insurance, cuz. Which is maybe what he meant, which may not be as funny as I made it to be. But, you know, haha, poor.
Oh, man.
Nah, but that shit was...
That's my man. I'm pretty sure he was fine.
Kobe was a good friend of mine, dude. No, he's fine. You know what I'm saying? He, like, recovered quick.
No, I'm saying I'm pretty sure he, like, as far as... it's not my business, but I'm pretty sure it's fine. It's whatever, but, like...
Oh, no. I don't know why he said that. It was like, nigga, you definitely don't.
I don't have no insurance.
I don't have no insurance. I was like...
Like, nigga, what, you get laid off the factory? What dude are you talking about?
Like, get out of here. Get out of here, you clown. No, but, oh, man, that was a horrible season.
Good man.
Filled with greatness. But, yeah.
I've seen
that
man in a long time.
Oh, yeah. I definitely got to see him sometime, bro. He's, like, promoting parties out in Towson and some shit.
That's a good man. I seen him.
Kobe's a good man. I love Kobe.
I seen that man out here with the fucking... with the shade, with the, you know, the fucking black slickster shades, you know what I'm saying? The sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm hip.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
That every nigga wore to prom one time.
You goddamn right.
I didn't go to prom. You fucking, yeah, you fucking cuck.
That's one of the,
shill.
That's one of the dudes, we bullied him into a tremendous weight loss, which, you know, was the best for him.
Was he fat?
Yeah. No, we went at Forest Oak back in the day, like especially when niggas went off to school and shit. When you came back, if you got fat, we would roast you.
Kofi got fat? Yeah. Huh? I thought Kobe was always like solid though to me.
Nah.
Oh, maybe he didn't. Yeah, maybe it was because of you.
He knew at the fashion. He was like, "Hey, you fat as fuck, boy." we used to be hooping, even if nigga, little boy, fat ass nigga.
Like, of course, you have to. And that's one of the types of bullying that should be acceptable because yep. like it's one of those like yeah, I don't want you to be unhealthy. I don't like looking at it.
That's the thing. We are good men. So when you come back and you drop that weight off, you're like, you know, you dropped that weight off, bro.
Exactly. Shout out to you. You're no longer fat. So hey, great. Hey, good for you.
Hey, good for you, man. Let's hoop.
Yeah, bro. You definitely can slander your friends in the greatness, bro. Me and Kevin, we tried so hard. It worked for a few. I was gonna say it definitely worked for a few cats, but yeah, the two just we couldn't. The Action Pongs, both of them.
Oh man,
both of them, dog. Yeah, they just honestly, we couldn't do it.
Damn,
we slandered them every day. I think Requa worked. Requa pretty much worked. He has a girl now. She's like, you know, she's a girl, you know. But like, yeah, it pretty much worked for Requa.
You go get pepper sprayed on the street, man.
Cool. I don't go out. I don't like shit. I don't go outside. Where the Earl? Nah, Requa worked. Darius, I don't think we slandered Darius that much. That's because like he was always so nice. We're just like, oh well, okay, awesome.
I ain't seen that man in a long time either.
He's a good. But I'll say, yeah, he's about his photography shit. I think now and like yeah, this real real general positivity. Like I fuck with it. I don't fuck with like the sweaters he tries to promote a lot. I don't know the nigga's name. Like. Is something Harmon? Is it Demetrius Harmon? Is that his name?
I have no idea.
It's like the sweater is like it's or the brand's like it's called You Matter. I think.
Oh.
You don't matter at all. You know what I'm saying? Like no one does. All right. I hate that shit. I'm that's Attic merch. That's gonna be some in the Attic merch. You don't matter. I'm gonna copy the font too and put like the carrot and put don't. So it's like so we can't get copyrighted. Man. I'm gonna do it. Because, yeah, you don't. Sorry. Sorry, I'm the one who's telling you.
Somebody put a rainbow over this quote, man. Mm-hmm. Somebody put a rainbow over that quote. It's like the little shooting star, the rainbow comes out the back.
Bet. Yeah, even less copyright difficulties, fool. But yeah, fool, that'd be amazing. You know, like, you've seen that one page on Twitter, Nihilist Arby's?
Once or twice.
Oh my God. Nah, Nihilist Arby's might be my favorite thing ever.
Nah, you could definitely get slandered in the grave. We slandered the fat off a few niggas, and now they all doing well. It worked.
Bullying works.
As a collective, we were responsible for that.
How do you
spell it? Like, boy, you fat as shit.
You ugly motherfucker.
You don't even know how to carry yourself no more.
You don't even know how to walk right. Bezos.
Oh, don't let you, like, be fat. It was the summertime, like, still got energy to hoop all day summertime, like... you fucking you out there.
Oh man.
It's hot as fuck. You take off your shirt, you fat as fuck. We hooping and then you miss a layup. Don't miss a layup when you got fat the summer that you coming back. Nah, getting
fool, you can't sweating dog. You. Sweating.
We're, you know, oh man.
Nah fool, yeah, but
fat ass nigga, goddamn.
You fat ass nigga. You old chomping ass nigga.
Finish the layup, chubby ass.
It's right. It's not even good ones. It's not even like good slander. You just call him fat and chubby.
This nigga dense as shit.
This nigga dense as fuck, fool. Nah, but yeah.
Meatball ass.
Roly poly chunky face ass.
Don't let you airball the jumper.
Yeah, I'm about to say, don't let your game not be good that day. It's gonna be a horrible day for you, dog. You might actually like take pills and shit. No, but hey kids, it's the weekend. You know what that means? That's right. It's time to huddle in your house in a state of perpetual fear in your filthy pajamas and watch a few precious cents you've managed to save evaporate as the world dies around you beneath a godless sky. Eat Arby's.
Huh.
Yep.
I wonder who runs that account.
A genius. I was gonna say, shit. Face it, she's dead, and there's nothing you can do about it, so you may as well finish the speed before Gary gets back from the liquor store. Hit up Arby's and don't worry about the shit later. Enjoy Arby's.
Free promo.
Oh, yes, please. Please. Free promo. Oh, anytime. Don't ever pay us.
I guarantee the social media on the social media team, like the actual Arby's social media team, They're aware. They have to be. They have to pay attention to the account. I think it goes beyond just aware. I think that it's like when you're on the team, like, no, someone has to pay attention to that account.
Yeah, just in case they like really go out of pocket, which is hard. They already done. Imagine your life being so pathetic and bereft of meaning that you actually look forward to commercials. Eat Arby's.
Did they post that during the Super Bowl?
It's 2/2/20. I don't know when that is. It was in February.
But isn't the Super Bowl in February? Wasn't it?
I think so.
That might have been the night of the Super Bowl. That might be the night of the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute.
Nah, for every negative thing we say now, we have to say enjoy Arby's. Or eat Arby's. Very like horrible.
I've never had Arby's.
I've never had Arby's a day in my life, and I don't plan on it.
niggas say we have the meats, bro.
Yeah, I was gonna say that doesn't sound like a good thing to have. That sounds like something you get after eating meats. You know, after eating meat, you're just like, oh man, I got the meats. this is a horrible shit.
Where's Larry? He's on the toilet with the meats.
He got the meats, man.
He's got the meats. I told him about that antipasti.
Man, like shit, I told him about it. It's a brand new year, and guess what? You're either the exact same irrelevant, insufferable blob of shit you were yesterday, or you died last night. Eat Arby's. Enjoy Arby's. Yeah, needless to say, this is my favorite account on Twitter. Not Nihilist Arby's, everybody.
Nihilist Arby's.
Yep, please.
Out of context, Umar Johnson is my favorite.
Like I told you before, like now I can't stand them now. So it's just like, it's funny enough now. Like I get the humor in it, but now it's just like, all right, this man just needs to be slumped by somebody.
A lot of people, you ask them their opinion on Kanye, Umar Johnson, Oprah, Obama, you will learn a lot about them. Not even necessarily saying that, oh, if you learn this, then they're a good person. You learn this, they're a bad person. But you can really learn a lot about, you know, a person.
Different abstracts of their personality. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you really don't look into things, do you?
Like, I've yet to see anybody show me proof the dude is homeless. I don't know. If there's evidence of that, I don't know why you would be seek. I don't know why you would be seeking such a thing. But hey,
yeah. Hey. I mean, I don't think he's like homeless.
Niggas is like, nah. He's always at the park or in a hotel. Like, what's up with that?
I mean, he's in a hotel a lot.
I'm like, hey, I don't know.
But like, what's it called? This, from what I've known, he's like making doing a school or whatever, right? So like, he has to have some kind of money to do that shit.
He collected a bunch of donations, and I saw someone put on Instagram like, okay, this is the address from the school. He posted this.
Word.
So I don't know. I ain't been to the shit. I think it's in Delaware or something.
Either Philly or Delaware.
It's one of the two, Philly or Delaware. But yeah, he posted that shit, and I'm like, all right,
anyone can post an address.
Somebody got to show me proof of something. That's all I'm saying. And if I see the proof, I'm like, hey.
Yeah, I need more than like circumstantial evidence for real. Like maybe that's just where he records because he doesn't want anyone to see it inside of his house or something. I don't know.
Like indisputable.
Maybe he travels a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like that could be because he lectures a lot. You know what I mean?
That is true. And yeah, it's also so like
a lot of different shit. I'm not. Oh, Umar Johnson's fucking homeless. Fuck that nigga. I support all those rumors. Fuck Umar Johnson. Fuck his homeless ass.
I think people were talking about like his house. He showed the inside of his house robbed. Died, and one time it was like dirty or something. All I'm saying is I don't know either way.
I don't care either way. It should be dirty. He should live in squalor. Anyway, I'm gonna end on that note.
I can't wish that on the brother.
I certainly can. Not all white people are bad. Not all black people are good. With that, buy guns and land, ladies and gentlemen. We're wrapping this one up.
Gray.
About to say shit. Remember, guys, please like, share, and subscribe. Tell your friends. Buy the merch once it comes out. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be pretty fire. It's going to be obscure, obviously, because we're obscure. And, yeah, buy guns and land, baby. You know? Stay groovy, everybody.